Metal Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us tonight, we've got the vocalist for the Acacia Strain, Vincent Bennett, with us. How you doing?
I'm great, Jackie. How are you?
Doing great. Here to talk about the new album from the Acacia Strain. It's called Grave Bloom. And if Bitter Pill is any indication, Grave Bloom is the Acacia Strain somehow getting even heavier.
We're trying.
What's the biggest challenge about getting heavier without retreading something that's already been done?
I don't know. I really don't. It's just you have to kind of keep your finger on the pulse. You know, there's a lot of bands out there that are doing it bigger and doing it better than I'd say that we're doing. But we're just trying to do the best we can. And I think the biggest challenge that we face is just like we want to do it as big and as best that we can while still maintaining like we are the Acacia Strain. We're not deviating from what you are used to as a fan. We don't want to alienate anybody, you know, and that's probably the hardest part. It's not a worry of like, oh, we're not going to be heavy enough. It's just like, oh, are we going to be different enough but still kind of remain the same band, you know? And that's like the true challenge. But it's also like we've had there's been some member turnover. So it's like we have a new refreshing group of people with a bunch of open brains, and we're all continuously bouncing ideas off of each other. So it's like that's the essence of creation, you know? So that makes it easy.
Vincent Bennett of the Acacia Strain with us. Their new album, Grave Bloom, is out now. This is Bitter Pill, Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, we've got the Acacia Strain vocalist Vincent Bennett with us. Again, we're talking about the band's 8th album, Grave Bloom. How have you changed most as a vocalist and a lyricist since the first album back in 2002?
I mean, I've changed as a human being. You know, you think when you're 22 years old that you got it all figured out. You know, I'm an adult. You know, I can go to bars. You know, and you think you know everything, and then as you go through life, especially as a touring musician, you see things every day that you never thought you would see. You start to realize that you know nothing in the grand scheme of things, and it kind of humbles you as a human being. So that changes basically everything that you want to express artistically. So when I was 22, like I said, I thought I knew everything. So I was like, oh, everything sucks. Everyone sucks. People suck. The world sucks. Everything sucks. Gradually, as I went on, it was less about people sucking and more about, you know, oh no, what are we going to do? The world is kind of... And then even further down, it was more of a inward journey for myself. Instead of thinking outwardly and thinking about the world and thinking about other people, I was really just focusing on myself and my own problems and my own journey. And that's the thing that I think is the most different about new stuff as compared to the original stuff when I just wrote about, you know, being an angry person. Now it's more about like what is making me an angry person, you know? And that's, I think... This is our most adult record, I feel like, because now we're all adults. Like I'm 35 now. Everybody else in the band is almost 30 or turning in their 30s. So it's like we're trying to focus on, you know, us, which is crazy because we've never really thought about it before. You know, and this whole record is just about my own problems, my own hardships, my own brain. And instead of you suck, you know, like, as it was earlier in my career.
I feel like that's how I am now. Full Metal Jackie, Vincent Bennett from the Acacia Strain is with us. The new album from the Acacia Strain is called Grave Bloom. And still to come tonight, going to be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll have a new tune from Dead Cross coming up. Jamie Josta will be with us right after this for Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit. Full Metal Jackie, Vincent Bennett from the Acacia Strain is with us tonight. The latest album from the Acacia Strain is called Grave Bloom, and it comes 3 years after the last album, a year longer than the 2-year pattern of the rest of the Acacia Strain catalog. What accounted for more time, and what did it ultimately allow you to do?
The timeline was really the same. You know, the album has been done for, when it finally releases, the album will have been done for a full year. And we were just looking for the right opportunity to release it. We didn't want to do a cold release with no tour surrounding it. And we also didn't want to release it too early without being able to package it exactly how we wanted to. So it's kind of just like, we were just waiting for the stars to align. And, you know, we got the artwork we wanted. It was fine-tuned and perfect. We got the vinyl colors we wanted. You know, this album is a big deal to us because, like I said, it's a very adult record, and we want it to be 100% perfect. Not that I feel like we rushed any of the other records. We just wanted to take time and make it visually as visually pleasing or displeasing as it sounds, you know. So we took our time with it. We wanted to make sure that we had the perfect package put together. We had the perfect everything, and then we had the perfect tour to back it up. And it's like, what better tour to support a record on than Warped Tour? You know, you're in it. You're in the mixing, the melting pot of music. There's so many different kinds of underground music at the same place that you can really grab new fans and get your voice out to people who wouldn't necessarily come to see you if you're doing a headlining tour. You know, so it just took us this long to figure it all out and make it 100% perfect, so we could stand behind it and be like, this is what we need to do. You know, and it might have taken a little longer, but I think it's worth it.
Grave Bloom, the new album from the Acacia Strain, is out there now. It's Full Metal Jacky Vincent Bennett with us. Coming up this hour, gonna have a member of Death Clock checking in for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Got new music from Code Orange. We'll hear a new tune from Dead Cross, that is Dave Lombardo's band that features Mike Patton on vocals, after this. Full Metal Jacky, we've got the Acacia Strain vocalist Vincent Bennett with us tonight. The latest album from the Acacia Strain is called Grave Bloom. Matt Honeycutt from Kublai Khan has a guest performance on Grave Bloom. What led to that collaboration?
He is an extremely good friend of mine. We've done multiple tours with Kublai Khan. They're an amazing band. They're very emotionally charged, heavy, hardcore music. And I respect him as a vocalist. I respect him as a human being. He's a friend of mine. And when we have people featured on our records, I want to make sure that I have a close personal relationship with them. So the true essence of everything that they lay down on their track is pure and is meaningful. And I think he did better. He blew me away. He came into the studio. They were just getting ready to go on tour. They started in New Jersey. And he came in and just, I was floored by his performance, and when I heard it fully put together on the record, I was absolutely blown away, because he's an amazing human being, and I think it comes through on the record. He adds this dynamic to that song that I didn't think was possible with just me, and I think he did an amazing job. His part on that song is probably one of my favorite guest vocal spots I've ever concocted. Great person, great band, and it's my favorite part on the record, hands down.
It's Full Metal Jacky. Got to take a quick break. Coming up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Code Orange. And more with our guest, Vincent Bennett of the Acacia Strain. Code Orange, that was forever. It's Full Metal Jacky. We've got Vincent Bennett of the Acacia Strain with us tonight. They're out on the Warped Tour this summer. Vincent, what do you like most about being part of that environment of so many bands?
It's like punk rock summer camp. You know, it's like everybody, some people call it Groundhog Day, because you literally do the same thing. You wake up, you find the porta potty, take a dump, you know, you try and find your bearings. But I call it, it's like summer camp. You know, you're like camping out in the middle of a field, and you say, you know, you see the camp counselors, and you know, you have to wait in a food line, and everybody, you know, you go, sometimes, you know, we play cornhole and all this other stuff, but it's like, there's such a weird dynamic, because it's like it's a moving city, you know, it's a community. There's like, you know, how many, 50, 60 bands on the tour, all the band's crew, all the tour crew, and it's just like a small town moving all over the country, and you get to know people that you wouldn't normally get to know. Like one year we did Warped Tour, and there was some bands, there's a band called Bad Rabbits, like a funk band, and they were our best friends, and that would have never happened had it not been for the dynamic of Warped Tour. And it's just really cool. Like, you get to know all these people and you become friends with these people that you would never meet on a regular tour. And you get to perform in front of people that would never normally come to see you unless it was for a tour like Warped Tour. Like, there's like, you know, there's different, there's like Neck Deep and Bless the Fall and Hatebreed on the same tour together. Like, who would have thought that could be possible? And I think that's awesome. And that was one of the things that really, like, hey, do you guys want to do Warped Tour? Yes, absolutely. Hatebreed and Gwar and, you know, Sick of It All, and then all these other bands that would never tour with these types of bands. And it's just like it's a mishmash and a amalgam of just good music in one place at one time, and you get to experience this as a human being. And it's this thing that you see once, and you'll never be able to see these bands together ever again. And I think that's great.
Full Metal Jackie, pick up the latest record from the Acacia Strain, Grave Bloom. Vincent, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Jackie. I appreciate it.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, we'll play another tune off the new Municipal Waste album. Plus, I'll play a tune whose intro was my ringtone for about 6 months, and I annoyed everyone I know, and I thought it was pretty awesome. Stick around.